Brachos Daf Nun Hei. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are three things that are good for long life if you do them a lot. The first is spending a long time davening. But Rabbi Yochanan says that if you daven for a long time and you expect to be answered, that's just going to give you heartache. And Rabbi Yitzchak says there are three things that bring attention to one's sins: going near a leaning wall, expecting your prayers to be answered, and asking Hashem to judge the wrong that your friend did. So clearly, davening for a long time is not a good thing. So we answer, it's a good thing when you don't expect your davening to be answered, but it's bad when you do expect your tefillah to be answered. What should you do? You should just rely on Hashem's mercy. The next thing that ensures long life is if you spend a long time at your table. Why? Because perhaps a poor person will come and want food, and then if you're at your table, you can easily give them food. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar say, why does the pasuk juxtapose the shulchan, which was the table, in the Beis HaMikdash to the Mizbeach, the altar? Because why? When the Beis HaMikdash was around, what atoned for sins? The Mizbeach. Now that there's no more Beis HaMikdash, then your table is now what is atoning for your sins, meaning standing by your table waiting to give poor people food. The last thing that gives a long life is if you spend a long time in the bathroom. A Braisa, though, lists 10 things that cause hemorrhoids, and one of them is squatting too much in the bathroom. So how can it be such a good thing? We answer, it's bad if you squat too much. However, it's a good thing when you're not squatting, rather you're sitting on something. And that's why there was a noble woman who said to Rabbi Yehuda Berebi Eli, said, you look as happy as a pig breeder or someone that charges interest, because those are relatively easy jobs and pay a lot of money. And Rabbi Yehuda Berebi Eli says, no, I can't do either of those. Rather, I'm so happy because there are 24 bathrooms between my house and the Beit Midrash that I learn at, and on my way there, I stop at every single one, and I check if I need to use the bathroom. Rabbi Yehuda says there are three things that shorten your life: someone who won't accept an aliyah, someone who won't accept to lead benching, and someone who assumes an air of authority. And we bring psukim for all of them. Rav Chama Berebi Chanina says that Yosef died before his brothers. Why? Because he assumed an air of authority. As, you know, the royal, you know, very high up position, he assumed an air of authority, and that caused him to die early. Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav says there are three things that need Hashem's mercy: a good king, a good year, and a good dream. Rabbi Yochanan says there are three things that Hashem directly controls: years of famine, years of plenty, and a good leader. Rabbi Yitzchak says that you can only appoint a leader that the community approves of. How do we know? Because Hashem asked Moshe if Moshe approves of Bezalel. Bezalel was the one who created the designed and built the Mishkan. So Hashem said, I want to appoint Bezalel. Do you approve of him? And Moshe said, obviously, if you approve of him, who am I to say no? Yeah, of course. And so Hashem's like, okay, good, now go ask Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe said, Bnei Yisrael, do you approve of Bezalel? And they say, well, Hashem does, and you do, so who are we to say no? Obviously we do. Rabbi Yochanan says that his name was Bezalel, meaning shadow of Hashem, Bezel Kel, the shadow of Hashem. Why? Because he was very wise. Hashem told Moshe, and we bring a story of his wisdom. Hashem told Moshe to tell Bezalel to make the Mishkan, the Aron, and the Kelim, to make the entire Mishkan, the tabernacle, then the Aron, and the Kelim, the vessels. So Moshe told Bezalel this in the opposite order. He said, Bezalel, make the Kelim, make the Aron, and make the Mishkan. Bezalel said, Moshe, you great leader, wise, whatever. He's like saying very nice things. And he said, is it possible that maybe Hashem said the opposite order, that Hashem said to make the Mishkan, then the Aron, and then the Kelim? Because what does a person do? He makes a house, and then he makes the vessels, because otherwise, if you make the vessels first, you have nowhere to put them. And Moshe said, yeah, you are clearly in the shadow of Hashem, which is how you knew this. And clearly, we see that Bezalel was very smart. Rav says that Bezalel knew how to combine the letters that we use to create the world. Hashem basically used the letters of the Aleph Bet to create the world. He formed them together in different combinations, and that's how the world was created. So Bezalel was able to do that too, to make the Mishkan. Rav Yochanan says that Hashem only gives wisdom to one who already has wisdom. Rav Chista says, if you dream about fasting, that's a bad dream. Rav Chista says, any dream that's not interpreted is like an unread letter, meaning that it's nothing. One that has both positive and negative dreams, neither of them will be fully fulfilled. A negative dream is better than a positive dream, because then you know that clearly you're doing something wrong, you have to fix something. We say that the sadness that comes from a bad dream is the punishment for what you would have been deserving for having that bad dream. And the happiness that you get from a good dream is the reward for what you did to deserve a good dream. Rav Yosef said, yeah, even I get happy from a good dream. And Rav Yosef had a very, very hard life. And he said that even he got happy from a good dream. Rav Chista says that a bad dream is worse than lashes. And we asked, why does the pasuk compare dreams to wheat and chaff? Rav Shimon bar Yochai answers that just like you can't have wheat without its chaff, so too, there's no such thing as a dream that doesn't have some nonsense. Rav Barche says, even though part of a dream could be fulfilled, the entire dream in its a dream in all of its entirety will never be fulfilled. We see this from Yosef, who had a dream with the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the moon corresponded to his mother. However, his mother was dead then. So we know that clearly not all the dream came true. Levi says that you can realistically hope for a good dream to come true for 22 years. We learn this from Yosef because that's how long it took for Yosef's dream to be fulfilled. He was 17 at the time of the dream, 30 when he came to Paro, that's 13 years, and then the 7 years of plenty, the 2 years of famine, another nine years, for a total of 22 years from the time he dreamed the dream to the time when his brothers came down and were bowing before him. Avuna said that no good people have good dreams, and no bad people have bad dreams, because David, a tzaddik, never saw a good dream, and Achitofel, a rasha, never saw a bad dream. However, we have a pasuk that says, no evil will befall you, and Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba explains this pasuk as meaning that a tzaddik will never have any bad dreams or bad thoughts. The second part of that pasuk is that no plague near your tent. We explain that means that you're never going to come back from a long journey, and your wife will be a safek nida. But at the end of the day, we said that a tzaddik will never have a bad dream. So we answered that a tzaddik doesn't see a bad dream, but others see bad dreams about him. However, the tzaddik would want to see it himself, because Rav Zera says that if you don't have a dream in 7 days, you're a rasha. So we answer that the tzaddik sees a good dream, but he doesn't remember it, and he doesn't remember the dream when he wakes up. Rav Yochanan says, if you're distressed by a dream, you should go get it interpreted. What does that mean, you should go get it interpreted? Rav Chista says that if you have an uninterpreted dream, it's like an unread letter, meaning that it's nothing, and it has no bearing. So we answer, no, you should go remedy it before three people, that they bless him that the dream should be good and everything should be fine, and then they give him three psukim, they say three psukim about transformation and redemption and peace on him. Amemar, Marzucha, and Rav Ashi all together, and they said, let us each say something that the others don't know. The first one said, if you're nervous about a dream, you should say a Yihi Ratzon during Birchas Kohanim, all about your dream, that it should be good, and everyone will say Amen to your Yihi Ratzon at the same time that Birchas Kohanim is concluding, and they're saying Amen to the Birchas Kohanim. If you finish it early before Birchas Kohanim is over, you should add another short tefillah of Adir Bamarom, Shochein Begvura. Next person said, if you're traveling to a city and you're scared of getting an evil eye, you should put your right thumb in your left hand and your left thumb in your right hand, and you should say that you're from the descendants of Yosef, because Yosef had no ayin hara. We know because the pasuk says ben porat ale ayin, and instead of saying ale ayin, it's ole ayin, who is above the eye, the evil eye. Or Rav Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, because the pasuk says vid gularov, just like fish are covered by the water and they have no evil eye, so to Yosef had no evil eye. If you're scared of your own evil eye, meaning you don't want to give anyone the evil eye, you should point to the wall of your left nostril. The last person said that if you're sick, the first day you shouldn't say anything, the second day you should announce it to everyone, just like Rava, who would only reveal that he was sick on the second day. The first day he didn't say anything. Why? He would say, when he revealed it to everyone on the second day, he would say, those who love me, please daven for me, and if you hate me, then rejoice in my sickness, because the pasuk says that Hashem is going to turn his anger against one who is happy about the downfall of his enemies. And so Rav was saying, if you hate me, yeah, get upset, and then Hashem is going to turn his anger towards you. When Shmuel saw a bad dream, he would say, oh, whatever, dreams speak lies. When he saw a good dream, he would say, oh, but do dreams speak lies? So Rava noted a contradiction. One pasuk says dreams speak lies, and another pasuk says in a dream I will speak to him. So he answered that dreams are true when they come through an angel, but they're meaningless when they come through a demon. Rav Bana said that there are 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim, and he asked all of them to interpret a dream. They all gave him a different interpretation. However, all of the dreams came true, because we know that dreams follow the interpretation. Rav Elazar brings the pasuk for that because it says, just as he interpreted it for us, so did it happen, meaning dreams follow the interpretation. Rava says, but this only applies when the interpretation fits in with the context of the dream. It's not so radically different from what the dream was. So when Yosef explained the dreams for the baker and the butler, the butler went first, and the baker saw that Yosef interpreted the dream well. So how did the baker know that Yosef interpreted the dream well? Rabbi Elazar explains that each of them saw their own dream, and they saw the interpretation of their friend's dream. So the baker heard Yosef interpret the butler's dream. He's like, hey, wait, that's what I saw in my dream as the interpretation, must be right. Yochanan says, if you awake with a pasuk in your mouth, that's a nevuah katana, a low-level nevuah. And there are three types of dreams that are fulfilled. One that you dream right before you wake up, a dream that your friend dreams about you, and a dream that's repeated. Rabbi Yochanan says that dreams are only products of your thoughts, meaning you're only going to dream about things that you dreamed about during the day and they don't really mean anything. Rava says, yeah, it's true that you only dream about things that are that you think about because you would never see a palm tree of gold in your dream or an elephant going through the eye of a needle because those are things that are so far-fetched you would never be thinking about them. Shkayach.